Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. I've been battling allergies for years now. Let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazadeh. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me. What's up, everybody? Welcome to today's episode of The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazadeh, and today I'm flying solo, and we are going to be talking about a really important topic, which is priorities versus goals. So I want you to imagine, I want you to close your eyes, not if you're driving. If you're driving, keep your eyes open. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to imagine that you're in like a movie theater, but you're on the screen, and there's an audience of people who are watching an entire week of your life play out on camera. They're eating popcorn, some got Twizzlers, some got M&Ms, I like Reese's Pieces myself. And they're watching a week in the life of you. And at the end of the movie, you ask them, what's important to you? Let's say Darius, what's important to Darius? Darius was the star of the movie. What's important to him? And so what I've found is really this interesting perspective. If you want to know what's a priority for someone, go look at their calendar, go look at how they spend their time. And oftentimes what I've found, especially for myself, and I've gotten better at this as time has gone on, oftentimes I found that what we say is a priority to us does not align to the things that we want to get out of life. And I had this really interesting moment in 2019, where I was sitting in a hotel room in San Francisco, California, and it was the Palace Hotel. And I had a friend of mine, Mark Bashara, who is a private equity guy. And Mark, if you're listening, Mark listens to the show sometimes. He had talked about not doing a New Year's resolution. This is January of 2019. He said that he had heard about this thing through Tim Ferriss about doing a New Year's audit of your life. And what you do is you go through your calendar and you kind of look to see how you spent your time. And the things that you want to do more of from a goals perspective, you actually put them in your calendar. So let's say you say, well, I want to work out more. Then you go and you block out spots in your calendar and you make sure you go and do workouts during those times. Or let's say you want to spend more time with your family or your children. You actually block it in your calendar and then you go schedule it. And I have a ton of great friends. Mike Ayala, which was a gentleman we just interviewed for the show, was talking about he and his wife sit down and they actually build their personal calendar first and then their work calendar second. I know a lot of really successful entrepreneurs who want to own their time, and that's what they do. They'll schedule their personal calendar out first, and then they make work around that calendar. And so I'm sitting in this hotel, in the Palace Hotel in San Francisco, and I said, you know, I'm going to audit my 2018 and see, you know, how did I spend my time. And I noticed something really quickly, that I had traveled a lot, some personal, some for business, but I had traveled a lot. And I knew I had traveled a lot. 2018 was a crazy travel year for me. And I busted out, if you'll remember, next to your side of your beds, you have those little 3x4 tablets that will take notes on next to your phone. Not that anyone uses a phone in a hotel these days, except to maybe order room service, but they still have them there. So I grabbed the tablet and I start looking at how many days did I travel? How many days did I not sleep in my bed in 2018? And I start doing hash marks, like kind of like when people serve like years in prison and they have like the 1, 2, 3, 4, and then across a line across the diagonally, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, diagonal, 1, 2, 3, 4, diagonal, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, diagonal, 5. And I start adding up the number of days that I didn't sleep in my bed in Austin. And I fill up the whole front sheet of this 3x4, and I'm at 121 days that I had not slept in my bed. I'm like, oh my God, holy shit. Here's the punchline. I only got through September. And I flip over the sheet, and I am going through October, November, December. I end up at like 192 days. Actually, it was through August, September, October, November, December. I end up at 192 days, over half the year. Half the year is only 183 days. 192 days I didn't sleep in my bed. And I used to go on business trips, and I'd come back from business trips, and my sons would be taller because I'd be gone for like 4 weeks straight. And I realized right then and there, I'm like, man, something's got to change. I'm not spending my time the way I want to. You know, one of my goals is to have, you know, a strong family, to spend a lot of time with my kids, to be present for my children, my family. And here I am, I'm gone now. Out of those 192, in my own defense, some of them were family trips. I mean, we definitely traveled a lot that year as a family, but nonetheless, most of them weren't. Most of them, probably 2/3 to 70% of them, were business trips. And I realized, I'm like, I'm not spending my time as, you know, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm supposed to have freedom of my time. I'm not spending it in the way that I want. So I want you to ask yourself the question, do my priorities align to my goals? In my case, in my Truman Show situation, had you watched that movie, you'd have been like, dude, if your goal is to spend a ton of time with your family, you're traveling a hell of a lot for your business. Your priority seems like it's your business, Darius, and more so than your family. And I think it's a really great question to ask yourself. Do my priorities align to my goals? And so what I often ask people to do is to take a look at their calendar, go through your calendar. Do you have the things in their plan? So are you blocking time for yourself? You know, and in conscious leadership, we call this time blocking. Am I time blocking? Am I keeping appointments with myself personally to do the things I want to do? And it doesn't need to be, you know, some people, you know, I think you got to kind of find your way when you're doing this. But take a look at how you're spending your time. If you say, my goal is to be in the greatest shape of my life, well, how much time are you spending doing that? Exercising, you know, meal prepping, eating healthy, going on walks, you know, breaking a sweat, doing health and wellness, meditating. And if the answer is, well, I don't do any of that, then my answer is that that's not a priority for you, right? And if you say, well, my priority is to make more money, passive income, let's use that example, then my answer would be, okay, well, how much of your time are you spending researching making passive income, reading books about making passive income? Forget about even making the investments, because you might have the argument of, well, I don't have any extra money to invest for passive income. But if your goal is to create more passive income, how much time are you spending studying people that actually do those things? You know, reading the books that teach you how to do it, watching the podcasts, listening to the people that have been there and done that. And again, if your answer is, I'm not spending time educating myself in this area, but I want to do it, then that is not a goal, you know, unfortunately. And it's definitely not a priority without question. Maybe it's a goal, but it's not a goal you're acting on. It's just not a priority for you. If you say, well, I have a priority that I want to prioritize creating more free time for myself, does your calendar reflect that? Does the calendar that you have on your desktop reflect someone that cares more about creating free time for themselves? Right. So just it's something to have an awareness around. And in conscious leadership, we have two ways of doing this. Number one is a great practice, which if you email my team or me, you Darius at the Real Darius, and I'll have my team send it out. It's called a walk the talk practice. You know, in conscious leadership, we call it walk the talk, which is, I have my set of core values. My team will send out a core value analysis sheet we can send out to you, and you can do those. But it's, learning your core values. What are my core values? So for me, my number six core value that I was fully out of alignment with my family life in 2018, was balance. I had a core value around having balance in my life. And yet here I was traveling 192 days. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that that's not balance. That's imbalanced. So I was not walking the talk. So one of the practices I recommend for people to do is take stock of your core values. Your core values are your fundamental beliefs. They're what you value in life. My number one core value, happiness. My number two, love. My number three, passion. My number four, curiosity. My number five, creativity. And my number six is balance. I know I always tell people to do their top five. I did six. I couldn't just give in on the sixth. But here I was in 2018, totally out of alignment with imbalance. And in a walk the talk practice, what we do is we look at our values and then we look at our calendar and we say, are my values being prioritized in my calendar? Are my goals being prioritized in my calendar? And if the answer is that my goals and my values aren't being prioritized in my calendar, then they're not really coming to life. I'm not really prioritizing them through my actions. And what we do is real simple. We start to align our goals, which should align to our values, to the actions and the time that we're spending in our calendar. So an example for me was one of my goals this year was to read 22 books. And I just finished my 24th book, literally last night. My 24th book. Well, how did I do that? How did I create that time? One of the things I did is I started creating more space for myself just in my calendar. I blocked time, me time, break time. One of the things I did is I said, I'm not going to watch as much television. I'm not going to binge watch as much. I'm going to spend more time reading until I hit my goals. And one of the things I did is I said, I'm going to spend more time during these break times downloading books I like, buying books I like, spending time researching books. And what I found, which is really interesting around reading more, and it's probably a topic for another podcast, which was that by reading more books, what you find is tons of people that write books read a lot of books, and they recommend a lot of books that as they write their book in their books. So I got a lot of great books that made it on my reading list just simply by reading more books. But the point is that the way I was able to hit that goal, I literally hit the goal. I mean, I'm filming this podcast in mid-October, and I hit the goal of 22 books in 2022, but by the end of September with 3 months to spare. So how did I do it? I did it because my priorities, my time, I blocked time to spend more time for myself. And when I had free time, I spent more of that time doing the thing that I needed to hit my goals. For 2023, my goal is to get in the best shape of my life. I'm going to be 45 years old, and I said I'm going to get in the best shape of my life. Now, at this moment, I haven't prioritized that yet, but I'm just going to start doing the work, scheduling time for myself to go be active, to meal prep, to eat healthy, to do research, to meet with my doctor, maybe get a trainer, to go take Pilates classes, to go and lift, to work out with friends, to go on hikes. I'm going to prioritize that time and I'm going to start to set goals month by month. And when you go on my calendar, you're going to see I block time for all those things. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. In the world of successful partnerships, names like Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, and supply and demand echo through business history. But when it comes to growing your business, who are the perfect partners? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. We're talking from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we hit $1 million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Picture this, a time when my business was facing a tough hurdle and I wasn't sure how to break through. But then came the breakthrough moment, a game changer that took my business to the next level. You know, what I absolutely adore about Shopify is its unparalleled ability to adapt and grow with your ambitions. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 75 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Darius, all lowercase. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Go to shopify.com/Darius now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Darius. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. Hey there, friends. It's Darius Mashazda here, and I have a little confession to make. You see, I've been battling allergies for years now. And let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Allergies have been my constant companion. They stop me from fully enjoying the little things in life, canceling plans with friends because of sudden allergy attack, to missing out on an outdoor activity because of sneezing fits. Allergies have been a real nuisance. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing and a runny nose, itchy watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I've been a Claritin D user for many, many years now, and let me tell you, it's made a world of difference. Since I started using Claritin D, my symptoms have improved dramatically. Now I can breathe easier, enjoy outdoor activities without worrying about sneezing fits, and truly live my life without being held back by allergies. Ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter now. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear, use as directed.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
So I think it's really an interesting question that I pose is, if I was watching the movie of your life, what priorities would stand out to you? When I made the list for myself right now, it was that I prioritize family, I prioritize friends, I prioritize the podcast, I prioritize helping my clients, I prioritize a new business that I'm looking at starting right now. And those are the things I'm prioritizing. Notice I did not say health and wellness. No, like that was a big deal for me 5 years ago, and I got in a pretty good shape, but now I need to get in a better shape. I want to get in the best shape of my life. So I'm going to have to go back, look at my calendar, reprioritize, plan those things so that it becomes second nature. But you got to put it in your calendar if you want your priorities to align your goals. And I will tell you, most importantly, if the fundamentals of doing that are making sure they align to your values. And when we do that, we take everything to the next level. So think hard, write down, if someone was watching the movie of my life, what would they say my priorities are? And it's not you, it's someone that doesn't know you. And make a list. And then what I want you to do is make a list of, well, what are your priorities? And if there's a gap, I want you to go into your calendar and I want you to do what I ended up doing in 2019. Now, when I was sitting in that hotel room and I had 192 days where I said I was not sleeping in my bed, I immediately called up my assistant. And I said, hey, block the rest of my calendar for the year. At this point, if you're traveling that much in your business or in life, your calendar is booked about 6 months out in advance. So I was already booked through June of 2019 at that point. And I said, I want you to block out June through December, like no more travel for me. So I ended up traveling a bunch over the next couple of months. And then I was home a lot and I got to spend a lot of time, and I made a fundamental shift in where I was spending my time. But it came to what was going on in my calendar. Did that align to my goals? And did those goals align to my values? And I can honestly say that I spent way more time with my family ever since then. Obviously, the pandemic happened in 2020, which, you know, killed everyone's travel schedules. But I've been more cognizant of it. It's hard to get me on a plane nowadays because I had those years and years and years, probably a decade of my life where all I did was travel. And that wasn't aligned to my priorities the way they are now. So again, make that list. If someone's watching my life, what are they going to say my priorities are? And then what are my priorities? And wherever there's a gap, go to your calendar, schedule some changes, and wish you all the best. Anyway, if you love this episode, please share it with your friends. Give us a review if you love it. And with that said, peace out. We love you.
You are listening to The Greatness Machine, and that's a wrap for today. Listen, if you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on, and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, you know, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and gosh, I don't even know, everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. Appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one. She's my lover.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.